Both Houses of Parliament will resume discussion on the General Budget 2024-25 on Monday. Participating in the discussion in the Rajya Sabha today, MP S. Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken medium and long-term views in the budget instead of short-term populist views. CPI member P. Santosh Kumar alleged that the budget is anti-people and anti-federal. He questioned the budget, saying the state should get their due in it. A.D. Singh of RJD raised the issue of unemployment in the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. During the discussion in the Lok Sabha, Jugal Kishore of the BJP said this budget is important from the economic and social perspective and this will prove beneficial for the people. Jay Prakash of Congress alleged that the central government is not giving weightage to the pending projects of Haryana. BJP's Kangana Ranaut thanked Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for providing assistance to Himachal Pradesh in the budget. Aam Aadmi Party's Gurmeet Singh Meadhair alleged that the budget will not benefit youth, women, farmers and the poor. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal alleged that the budget has failed to address the concerns of farmers who are reeling under inflation. The discussion remained inconclusive. The Lok Sabha took up private members' business later, following which the House was adjourned for the day. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval today discussed enhancing cooperation in counter-terrorism as well as addressing drug trafficking, arms smuggling and organized crime. Delivering India's national statement at the BIMSTEC meet in Naypyidaw, Myanmar, he also addressed topics such as BIMSTEC connectivity, the organization of the Second Ports Conclave and the water security of Himalayan river systems. Mr. Doval led the Indian delegation at the fourth annual meeting of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Security Chiefs. He also met with the Myanmar NSA Admiral Mo Aung. BIMSTEC Security Chiefs called on Prime Minister of Myanmar, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today released a revised final scorecard for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG. Candidates who appeared for the exams can check their results and scorecards on the official websites exams.nta.ac.in and neet.ntaonline.in. The agency announced that 17 candidates have shared the top rank. The NTA conducted the test for over 24 lakh candidates on May the 5th at more than 4,750 centres across 571 cities. The NTA also mentioned that a re-examination for 1,563 candidates who experienced time loss during the exam was held on June the 23rd. Madhya Pradesh today announced reservations for Agnivis in the State Police Department. On the occasion of Kargil Vijay Divas, Chief Minister Mohan Yadav announced in a video message that the Madhya Pradesh government will give reservation to Agnivis in the recruitment of police department. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that Agnivis will be given weightage in recruitment in police and provincial armed constabulary force. Addressing the media today in Lucknow, the Chief Minister said the nation will get trained and disciplined soldiers in the form of Agnivir's Forest Service. The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservation in the police and all other uniformed services for Agnivir's. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi told media persons today that his government has also decided to relax the upper age limit by 5 years for Agnivir's. The Moidams of Assam have received the prestigious 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the historic recognition of the Moidams brings global attention to this unique cultural property. Speaking about the cultural property agreement signed with the US today, he said that after this agreement, it would be easier to bring back historical objects from the US to India. India stormed into the finals of Women's Asia Cup by beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets in the first semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka today. Defending champions India maintained their dominance as they chased down the target of 81 runs with 54 balls to spare. Earlier having won the toss, Bangladesh chose to bat first. The second semi-final between Pakistan and Sri Lanka is underway at the same venue. The winner of the clash will face defending champions India on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.